Welcome to Winning Mood, short, sharp, strongest super coach and punting advice for the NRL week ahead. A special week this week, Magic Round, Round 10. I'm Jacob Wynn from the Tripod. He's Tim Moody, the 2021 super coach champion. We're live every week, share with each other and our audience as much NRL knowledge as we can, mate. How excited are you for Magic Round? You reckon your boys can win Blockbuster of the Season?
I am excited. I'm excited, but the fact that it's going to be raining and the wet sort of dampening my excitement a little bit, but I'm going to still try and be excited. I'd love to be up there in Magic Round, but I'm glad I'm going next year, not this year. I don't think I would have liked to have been there in the rain all weekend. I'm a bit of a sook when it comes to getting wet.
It's funny because I don't live too far away from Brizzy. I could have gone, and I'm kind of slightly glad I didn't buy a ticket in the end because I can stay high and dry. But look, the thing is, what I love at Magic Round, they deliberately schedule it for a lot of even matchups. And obviously, like the blockbuster of the round, and there's a couple, but none bigger than Panthers Storm, the two juggernauts of this decade.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, how confident are you?
Oh, look, I'm not too confident, to be fair. Look, we had a loss last week. I think Penrith usually would, off a loss, try to bounce back. It's been a while since we've lost, so it's hard to remember how we bounced back. But,
humble brag.
Yeah. But, look, I'm pretty confident that it'll be a close game. I think this game was going to be under 34 and a half, regardless of the weather. So the fact that it's going to be wet now, I'd probably take maybe even 10 off that. I reckon it could be under 24 and a half. I think it could be a real State of Origin grind. I would have liked Pappy to have played, I guess, just so it's their best side against our best side. It would have felt a bit more even, but that is what it is. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same. Origin's exactly what comes to mind to me. It feels like it's going to be so similar to Origin level intensity and the crowd and the level of play. And I also think it's such a shame Pappy won't be there. But were you not concerned with the way that Penrith played last week? You put it down to just a little bit below their best or just a massive performance by the Eels?
Yeah, definitely not concerned. I think we needed a loss. It'd be, if we were to go through the season undefeated and then come up to the finals or something like that, it'd be getting nervous around then. But the fact that we've had a loss, we know, you know, it's something that to expect, and we've got to be there every week. We've got to turn up. So Power are a real decent side. So no shame in losing to them as well.
No, they've already got a win down in Melbourne too. Yeah. So they've got some prized scalps. And you're right, when you're the champs, you are the hunted every week. So it is hard. It's such a grueling competition. It's impossible to be up every week, but no doubt they're going to be up for this one. So, yeah, I mean, even the opening game of the round is Bulldogs Knights, which is nowhere near the stratosphere of that game. But yet I am really intrigued, and I think they're going to be every bit as desperate. But before we talk Magic Round, let's stay on the theme of round nine. How'd you go with Supercoach-wise?
Good. I had a really good week, actually. It was surprising because Thursday night I started terribly. I had Katoni Staggs for a 14, Tass for a 24, Cody Walker only got 47. It was looking pretty grim. But later in the week, I had quite a few big performers in the hundreds. We've got Grant, we've got Munster, we've got Garrick. Basically, Mays 4 points off a ton as well. Tedesco and then Hines with a smashing 185. Captain Pappy, like most of the crowd here, I've been beating myself up most of the week that I didn't have the foresight to go elsewhere just because it was such a popular captain. I think because there was so many nice captains last week, it would have been a great opportunity to fade the crowd. Teddy or Hines are probably ones that I could have done with a bit more confidence. I probably wouldn't have gone against Pappenhausen for Munster or Harry Grant, but I could have found Hines or Teddy if I had have probably looked a little harder. I think I was just too stuck on my trades most of the week. So captaincy was a bit of a last sort of thought for myself and also the bench and that sort of thing. But
you're a bit hard done by when Pappy gets injured in the first half, still scores a second try, injured, and injures himself further, scoring the second try. So, I mean, had he stayed on, he could have probably put up numbers that rival some of those other guys. Was that Hines? I see 185.
Yeah.
That's insane. And what a game was, that Sharkies Warriors game. I bow down to him because he led the way, but they were all gladiators, that Sharks side, the way they clung on, which was great for from a punting perspective. A few of our tips Our perfect round was hinging on the Sharkies, and I thought it was all going to go up in smoke, but they hung on. So I was very pleased to see that. Mate, before we talk like strategy, I also wanted to ask you in general, because you brought up the weather. It's going to be, you know, very tough conditions. How does that actually affect scoring? Does it help certain positions? Does it hinder others? And how are you going to factor it into your decision-making with either trades or your lineup?
I think generally as a rule of thumb, it really hinders Supercoach scoring. Just a lot of those attacking plays, the passes have got to be, you know, they minimise the passing. It's more just direct up the middle. So I guess maybe your forwards might be have a little bit more than what they do, maybe a little bit more tackles, maybe a little bit more runs, maybe add 10 points to the average forward. I'm a bit nervous about some of the wingers, the centres this week, and I'm just concerned there's going to be a few low scores in there, and trying to avoid those is going to be the challenge, I think, because there's a lot of really equal matchups. As you said, they've tried to do that for Magic Rounds, so there's nothing that really stands out, except I think the Sharks look like they're a much stronger side than their opponent, so that's probably a handy thing to target. Hines looks like he is the set and forget captain for this week. I wouldn't be really looking around too much elsewhere, I don't think. I do have Tedesco, and I'm a little bit tempted to go Teddy against the Eels, just because I think the Roosters might do them. I've got a good feeling that the Roosters are now here.
But then again, we've seen the form of power. But yeah, I cannot wait for that game on Sunday either. It is funny, Sharks Raiders, because pre-season those sides were pretty much seen as level and both be in the fight for the eight. But one has really ascended and the other one has come crashing back down to earth. But in terms of punting again, cheating ahead, I can say we do really like Cronulla again. We're going to go back to the well with them. So that definitely makes a lot of sense, that less predicted blowouts means less players are going to get a lot of hauls of tries, line breaks, tackle breaks, try assists, line break assists, right? So
offloads probably get put away.
Sure, exactly. And that's going to reduce scoring. But yeah, I don't know whether there'd be more tackling, but just relatively the players, there's not going to be less tackles and those kind of stats. Mm. So that makes sense. So you're still talking about captaining a playmaker and those aren't bad choices, but I don't know. Maybe there'd be, maybe a forward has a mammoth game or something like that. I don't know, like a Payne Haas or Cam Murray's obviously injured, but maybe your type of player that's got that stronger base stats could be a captain, or even if you're tossing up in who makes your starting lineup.
Yep, for sure. I think even people who own IPAP or people that are buying IPAP, Zaya Papali'i, he's a good captain option, even though they're playing a tougher sort of matchup against the Dragons. The Roosters. The he's a forward, so he does his work regardless. So he's a pretty safe option. I don't think he'd have like 120 in him, but I think he could get a good, 85 to 100. Which is something you'd be happy to take this round, I think. But I'm going to try for Hines. He did go pretty well in a wet game early this year.
He carved up against the Dragons.
Yep. Okay. And, I wasn't sure whether it was the Dragons.
Thursday night in the pouring rain.
Yeah. So that gives me a bit of peace of mind knowing that he can go all right. Also, the Sunday game is said to be the less rain, but then again,
yeah, it could be better weather conditions. That's right. Who knows what state the field is going to be in? Look, one more note about the weather. We have factored that into our 2 out of 3 try score about. I can't wait to unveil that one to you guys. We've definitely factored in the conditions to make sure we've still got a ripping bet, and we're on a winning streak now. Won the last two in a row, so can't wait to share that one. But let's play squad game. Red light, green light first, and talk about. Yeah. Who's your hold and who's your sell for round 10?
Okay, so this is an interesting week. I think there's, with Pappenhausen going down, he's obviously a red light. He's gone for about 4 to 6 weeks, so we need to get rid of him. There's also on the injured list, Cam Murray, another person that needs to go. He's out for quite a while. So I think there's a good trades for these people. If I was bringing in people for Pappenhausen, you could look at the likes of Tommy Turbo, who I'm pretty keen on. Isaiah Papali'i, you could even do that. It sounds weird, but someone told me you'd be able to work trade a fullback to a prop, basically, just through the amount of duels that we have most sides. So if you've got a guy in the centre wing that plays second row, you move a lot of things. It's complicated, but everyone needs to know how to do that. I'll try to help you out with the step by step with that later, if that's something you're wondering. Also, I've lost my bloody where I'm up to on my sheet, to be fair. Oh, here we go. I was on last week's Red Light, Green Light, so I was making it very nervous. I had to use my memory. So my orange this week, these are the big ones. Targo, I wouldn't be selling him yet. Plays round 13, very important. He's had some low scores. Low scores mean big scores are coming. I think that he's going to turn it around pretty soon. Maybe not this week because it's against Melbourne and it's in the wet, but he is running at a bit of a the guy that's filling in, Marion Seve, I think it is, for the Storm.
Yeah, because Remus Smith is out.
Yeah, might find some love there. Stags, orange light, hold him. He'll come good. Talakai, he'll come good. Don't sell him. He's a gun. And we're going to be able to move him down to centre wing in round 12 because he's going to pick up that dual positioning. TPJ, I think I was close to getting him last week, but I ended up going with Lolo. I'm now of the thought we pick him up pretty much round 13 for the bye because he's so suspension and, he sees the red mist too often. We could pick him up and then have him suspended for that round 13 and be a waste of a trade. Another orange light is a big one, Burbo. I don't think I'm going to pick up Baby Turbo. I was real hot on him after watching him play the game. He scored like 100, scored 2 tries. He looks like he's got the nod in the center over Morgan Harper. I'm just concerned that if he doesn't hold down the spot and he does become off the bench, it's a real AE problem. And I'm more thinking now, I've made a lot of money. I'm making money here, there and everywhere. Yeah, maybe I don't need to make this money. Maybe I can save that trade. Look, if I'm saying I'm not getting Burbo now, but there's a chance I might still change my mind on that one, guys. So be prepared for that. But if I'm leaning at this stage, I think you don't need to do it. I just don't think it needs to be done. We don't have to. He is handy. He has dual positioning. But I'm sort of thinking about the saving now. And I think I just want to use my one trade. And that's going to be, for me, Pappenhausen to either IPAP or Turbo. And the reason I'm thinking IPAP is IPAP's very, very safe. He got big 80s in him. Turbo's been very underwhelming. So I want to bring up his scores in a sec, but the green lights we've got to get onto as well. This is important. IPAP, I think he's a very, very good option. He's primo price, nearly 800K. His BE's high, but that doesn't matter. He's never going to lose much value. He's been averaging 81 and 91 over the last 3 weeks. Lolo as well. Eye test last week looked great. I thought they were trying to use him well close to the line, trying to get him crash plays. Almost scored twice, had 2 disallowed. Through knock-ons. And Drinkwater's another one for the green light. I'm not picking him up. There's a lot of people that are keen on him. I'm not that keen on him, but I'm giving him the green light for people because I do think he's a good buy. I've had a really good look at him, and his scores have been fantastic. He's been scoring 94, 43, not great, but 102, 113, and 74. Even the 43, you'd take that. And he's got an 85 average, so he's actually killing it. He used to, was going to be the next big thing for Melbourne Storm fullback, but ended up getting pushed out. So I don't mind him. I do think he's a good buy.
And the only reason he might have been a yellow light like a week or two ago was because the hammer was coming back. But yeah, his form has just been so good, he's undeniable, that now it looks like he's keeping the fullback jersey. At least the last couple of weeks, Hammer's been named on the interchange bench. And even if they do think that they need to move Tabuai Fido to starting lineup, maybe he moves in the centres. So It does seem like Drinkwater's got job security as well as production playing off a Cowboys side that's flying as well.
And the big one is Drinkwater's going to be playing round 13 for us in the buys as well. So if anyone does pick him up, it's going to be a scary number that a player that I don't have. Because I think when it comes to the buys, you want to be picking up quality players, players that are scoring well consistently. So if I have 13 players against your 13 players in the buy, but mine are all, 10 of them are guns and you've got 10 average players, I'll probably still smoke you by 400 or vice versa. Sorry to make me the one that's going to smoke you. You'll probably smoke me.
That would be the case if we played each other, that's for sure.
Just an example. But also, big, big names. The most probably important, if you don't have Hines, big, big green lights, you have to get him. You have to get him. He's going off. He's the man. He's back at fullback now. Will still be scoring as well, if not better. And also the one I'm keen on that I don't have is Turbo. So look, I'm probably going Turbo or IPAP. It's a big flip of the coin. IPAP is going to be running at Sammy Walker, which is juicy. And he killed it against Olakau'atu when Olakau'atu ran at Sam Walker. So I think IPAP could do similar. But Turbo, his scores have been, okay, so that's Turbo's had 62, 33, 66, 87, and 78. He averaged 140 last year. So he's well off. But then again, I'm one of those guys that when people are low, they're high ones that get due to come. So I'll probably go Turbo only because he's got that ceiling where he can potentially score 200. But the crap thing is, he's got Origins looming. IPAP's not affected by that. He'll only miss the round 13 because he doesn't play that by. Whereas Turbo team plays the 13 round, but unfortunately he'll be playing State of Origin and may miss the game after because of recovery. So it's tough. It's really tough, but you've got to trust your gut on those ones. One other thing I will say is keep an eye on the Roosters. They've got a ridiculously tough draw. So you might have some, be careful when playing Roosters players in the next couple of rounds and maybe not buying them as well. They're playing Parramatta, Penrith, Cronulla, the Raiders, which is easy, but then Storm, Para, Penrith again, and the bye. So they're basically playing Penrith and Para twice, the Storm, and then they've got a bye where they don't play. So it's Roosters are not looking like great options.
Now that's a murderer's row, especially if you think they can make top four. I bet them to win the comp a week ago, thinking I was buying at a low point, 14-1. But yeah, they're getting a lot of work ahead of them. Roosters, they've got to start this weekend. I think this will tell a lot because you've got to beat the type of teams that are above you if you're going to climb. Speaking of the game against the Eels, that's the one which some people already knew will be the jersey giveaway. So comment the final try scorer in Roosters Eels and the minute that you think they're going to score. I've got one question for you, Tim, but it's a one-word answer. Red, green, or yellow is your only answer. Cody Walker.
Green.
Okay, you've been saying Walker, so you're sticking with him. I've got him. Maybe I turn him into Hines, I'm not sure. But we better reveal the 2 out of 3. It's not even a 2 out of 3 try scorer. It's even better than that. Timmy, take it away.
We've got 2 out of 4. That's what Jacob does for you. He's a good negotiator. He had a chat to Toppy, and because it's a little wet, we only need 2 of the 4. And we've got some big boys. We've got Ola Kawato and Colin Matangi. They're Jake's selections. I really like them. I was pretty close to nomming those ones up and sending them through to you. But interesting that you've sent them through to me as your selections. Love it. And I've got Joey Manu and Talakai. I think they're individualists. Talakai in the wet will be more encouraged to hold the ball and run rather than make that extra pass to the winger, I reckon. And I think he'll crash over. This is his week, he's due. So I'm pretty confident with Talakai. And we only need to get one more of the other three. So that's amazing for $2.50.
Yeah, on the pod, if I start to talk about kind of my or our favorite tips for the round, I mentioned the Sharks before. So you like Talakai. And not only is he an elusive outside back, he's got that power element, which could help in the wet. Then we take another player playing Sunday when it could be slightly drier. Still a powerful athlete in Manu. We like South Sydney. So that's our other best bet. And we're playing South Sydney -3.5 as a second half line. But we think they will bounce back from some very patchy form this week and play a Warriors side that is got to be reeling. We already referenced how they fell apart and couldn't beat a 12 and at one stage 11-man side. So they could be in disarray. But even if, let's say, Warriors and Bunnies both turn up to play, I would still expect the Bunnies to get the result there. So let's take Colin Matangi, a guy who, you know, could be an Origin bolter and another powerful edge forward that could barge over. And similar story with Ola Kawato. He won't have it easy against Brisbane, but coming back off illness, I think body should be fresh. I reckon he can crash over. So love that 2 out of 4. It's like the 2 out of 3, but with a whole extra shot as well. We only need 2 of them and $2.50. You can have up to $200 of that on Top Sport. Now, Tim, have you been betting any of these player performance markets that the bookies have had out this year?
No, I haven't. And the only reason I haven't is because I'm not big on following the stats and to the T. And I would, you know, I'd rather just see something that's black and white for me. Like, yes, my team won, or no, they didn't. I don't really want to worry about the meters and all that sort of stuff. I think they're great if you know what you're looking for. But yeah, like, it's good for Supercoach players.
I would have thought you'd have the mind for it. Now, mind you, it's slightly different scoring criteria, so you'd need to read.
I watch the footy and react. I don't really check the scores and do the maths and the numbers. I'm just really keen on what I see and responding to.
I respect that. It's an art. It's an art as well as a science. We have got a bonus Magic Round punting show tomorrow night, and I am going to get you to weigh in on a special custom market that will be about player performance, and I'm even going to wrap the show for us. So thanks for tuning in, guys. Enjoy Magic Round. If you're punting, do it responsibly, and we hope we put you in a winning mood. Cheers, mate.
Nice, you did it. Good work. I like when you realize